So if you're always fasting, but you refuse to read the Bible, you refuse to meditate on the Word of God, you refuse to know the Word of God, you refuse to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, so all you know is just fasting. There are some people that are like that. Then this is time for you to go and re-examine what you know. That's it. Because you can know something, but what you know might not be in complete conformity with the Word of God. So Jesus fasted, Paul fasted, but they were filled with the Word of God. The Word was God. So I don't know how you're going to ignore the Word of God, ignore the Holy Spirit, ignore the leading of the Holy Spirit, and you're always fasting. Remember that pagans also fast. Idol worshippers fast. Most religions fast. So how are you now differentiating yourself from the other religions, from the idol worshippers, from those who don't even believe in the Word of God? So the truth is that if you are always fasting, yet you refuse to spend time with the Word of God, you don't know the Word of God. I mean, like, Satan can easily give you a technical knockout and you're breaking the Word of God in different places, in different areas. Then the devil is getting an upper hand over you. Why? Because the Word of God takes precedence over every other thing. Why? Because the world was created by the Word of God and the Word of God upholds everything that is in creation. So if you ignore the Word of God, you have ignored Jesus. If you ignore the Holy Spirit, you have ignored your helper. So just be very careful. There are lots of people that have those kind of practices where they ignore the real thing and they are chasing the shadow. So if you are fasting, make sure you know the Word of God thoroughly. Like you have complete thorough knowledge of the Word of God. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. So you're also fasting because that was how Jesus did it. I mean, like Jesus would open his mouth and everything that came out of his mouth was the Word of God. Everything that Paul spoke was spirit inspired. So they had knowledge. They had wisdom. These are spiritual things. So something physical like fasting can never replace the spiritual. That's why I call it shadow. It's a means to an end. So when you take the means and then you refuse the end, you refuse the Word of God, the Word was God. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is God. So when you refuse the Word of God, refuse the Holy Spirit, refuse to be led by the Spirit, and all you know is just fasting to get this blessing or to get that blessing. Don't you see that there is something wrong with what you are doing? Learn to live in the right order. There is a right order. Jesus fasted. Paul fasted. Fasting is not wrong, but you can fast in a way that is unbiblical. You can fast in a way that is paganistic, that is not of the New Covenant Church. So that's just it. So no one is saying fasting is wrong. No, fasting is good. But fasting is never going to take the place of the Word of God. It's never going to take the place of the Holy Spirit. So put those ones first. There's a hierarchy. Know what is the most important thing. Jesus said it. Remember, with Mary and Martha. When Mary was busy listening to the Word of God and Martha was just all over the place trying to please Jesus, and Martha was doing something good, you know, pleasing him, honoring him. Yet Jesus said, Mary has chosen what is the most important thing. So you see, you can relate the two things. The Word of God is the most important thing. Your fasting is good. Just like when Martha was running up and down trying to please Jesus, it was good. She wasn't doing anything bad. But the Word of God is spiritual. So the physical activity that Martha was engaged in was not the most important thing. And Jesus told her. Said Mary has chosen the most important thing. So those that have chosen the word of God have chosen the most important thing. So if you're always fasting, and you reject the word of God, you're just doing what Martha did. You're not doing something bad, but you have not chosen the most important thing. And the most important thing is the word of God. The word of God is God. So just realize it. So that's my message for today. Have a good day. Bye.